Chapter 8.
You think somebody tried to kill her?
I can't comment at this time. It's not my job to speculate. Kathleen Casey made a loud raspberry. Liska looked at the nurse sideways as she took a long drink from a can of Red Bull, raised her free hand, and lazily raised her middle finger. Casey gave a weary chuckle. The press had cleared out as soon as they had realized they were never going to see or hear from Judge Moore. Liska and Casey had slipped into the lounge for a moment's solitude.
I hate the press, Liska said. It's always like trying to explain to a group of 4-year-old children why the sky is blue.
Because it is, Casey said.
But why?
Because God made it that way.
But why?
So he can weed out all the bad children who say, but why, and send them to hell. Liska cocked an eyebrow. Do I have to send children and family services to your house, Casey?
Too late, I already got rid of the bodies, the nurse said,
then winced. Bad joke, all things considered. An ambulance siren wailed in the distance. Liska pushed her drink aside on the table and shook her head.
I think about what that Carl Dahl did to those children, and I can't help but think of my own boys when they were that age. They were so innocent, so trusting, so vulnerable.
She still thought of them that way, as far as that went. Kyle, her serious one, was almost 13, as he liked to point out every third day of the week. Almost a teenager, which still qualified him as a child, Liska reminded him. RJ, her youngest, was still a little boy. He had inherited his father's charming but frustrating Peter Pan qualities. It was a good bet he would be a boy until he was toothless and living in a rest home. Nikki was fiercely protective of them both. If something were to happen to them, I'd go insane, she said, stark raving.
Think about Wayne Haas, Casey said. How he must have felt hearing about Moore's ruling today.
Wayne Haas would be one of their first calls, Liska thought. Kovac would handle him mano a mano. He would side with Haas against Judge Moore. Damned liberal judge, he would try to be Wayne Haas's pal, all in the attempt to get Haas to say something self-incriminating. Liska would take the son, Bobby, 17. She would ask the question, where were you between 6:30 and 7? As if they hadn't been put through enough. Now they would be questioned as possible suspects. They would be angry, feel insulted. Who could blame them? But it couldn't matter to her or to Kovac. Carrie Moore was their victim, and Wayne Haas and his son had the biggest axe to grind with Carrie Moore. The siren was coming closer. Liska looked at her watch. Kovac should be calling soon. They still had a long night ahead of them. All she wanted was to go home and hug her boys.
Do you think Dahl will get off? Casey asked.
She was already moving out of her chair in anticipation of what the siren would bring.
Not a chance in hell, Judge Moore or no Judge Moore. The only way Carl Dahl has out of this is to be beamed up by aliens.
We just sent a guy up to the psych ward who could probably arrange that. The sudden explosion of sound beyond the employee lounge jolted Liska out of her chair. A blood-curdling roar sounded, followed by someone shouting at the top of their lungs, "Hold him down, goddammit! Get on his chest!"
Casey nodded toward the door.
"They're singing my song."
Liska followed the nurse into the work lanes of the ER. People were everywhere, rushing, shouting, red-faced deputies, docs in green scrubs, EMT crews wheeling gurneys in from the ambulance bay. Liska grabbed one of the deputies by the arm and shoved her badge in his face.
What's going on?
Riot at the jail,